Steve, thanks for being here with us today.
Hi, nice to be here.
You're one of the members of the Knoxville Elementary PTO, and you guys are organizing a really interesting event coming up next Tuesday. Talk a little bit about what International Night's going to be all about.
Well, we've lined up about 12 to 14 different groups that are going to come speak on different countries throughout the world. They're going to have food, they're going to have clothing, they're going to have dance, just kind of like an open house forum where the kids can walk through, visit the countries, and kind of learn about the culture from around the world.
And so this is the next Tuesday night. What are the times that we're looking at for that?
It's going to be from 6 to 8. It's going to be at North Star Elementary. And again, it's open format, so just kind of come and go as you please. We'll have refreshments on top of the food from the different countries. We've got Kiwi from Hy-Vee, and we'd like to thank them for that. The Coffee Connection is giving us some international coffees. And then McDonald's is providing some orange drink and some cups for us. We'd like to thank them as well.
Now, I see you have a list here as we're talking of all the countries that are going to be having presentations and whatnot. How did you guys settle on this list of countries?
Well, we just kind of got together as a group and kind of pooled our resources of the people that we knew. And these are just the people that we had. It just happens to be the people that are available in the community. Some are from Pella, but most of them from right here in Knoxville. So it was just a good opportunity for us to use the people that we have in the community.
And so the countries are, go ahead.
We have Ireland, Japan, South Korea, Ethiopia, Argentina, China, Puerto Rico, Bolivia, New Zealand, Australia, the Netherlands, Colombia, Russia, and Mexico.
And so I imagine presentations, maybe there'll be some native people, some people that have traveled there, some descendants, that sort of thing, all sorts of combination of that.
Yep, there will be some people that were native of those countries. A lot of the people are people that have visited those countries. Like I said, just kind of a wide breadth of people out there.
How did you guys decide on this idea?
Well, we just get together at meetings and we wanted to do something that was community involved where we could get together and kind of bring the community into us and involve everybody that we could. Mrs. Davids and Mrs. Helly are both really on board with this project. They've done it in the schools before and it just sounded like a good idea because we all had some people that we knew that we could kind of draw into it.
All right, so 6 to 8 next Tuesday and bring the family out, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, bring the family. Hopefully the kids have been inundated with it at school. There's been announcements, there's been stuff sent home, and we've sent a lot of emails out. So hopefully the kids know about it. If there's parents out there that don't know about it, ask their kids because they should be excited about it.
And this is just one of the many things that the PTO does over the years, you know, between fundraisers and other events. What else do you guys do actually? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're kind of a small group, but we're a mighty group. We do a good job raising money. Our two main fundraisers are the Jogathon, which we did last fall, and that's a great event. And then this spring, ask your kids about a spelling list, because we'll do our spell-a-thon again. That list will come out the week of spring break, right before spring break, so they can go home and ask mom, dad, grandma, everybody for pledges for that. And then we'll spell the week after that. And some of the things that we do with that money, we provide snacks. They just had all their testing for the basic skills this past week. We provide snacks for that. We matched the Knoxville Education Foundation. There was $2,000 or $1,000 given to each elementary school, and we match that. We've got two different scholarships. They're $500 each in the Dollars for Scholars. And then we help fund the fun day, the track and field day. We're working on yearbooks. We do teacher scholarships. We do teacher appreciation. And probably the biggest thing we do is field trips. When the budgets were kind of pared down, they didn't have much of an opportunity to do field trips. So we provide a field trip for all the classes.
That sounds great. I know that you also said at the meeting on Monday, it was mentioned, you know, that there are going to be a couple of people coming off of this PTO too at the end of the year. I'm sure you're always looking for some more help.
Absolutely. That's a good point. The beginning of this year, we had Bring a Friend Night, and we tried to really encourage a lot of people to bring people to the meeting so we could kind of grow our group. And we've got two that we're losing to graduation. So if there's people out there that are interested in the PTO, like what we're doing, would like to visit with us that night, there'll be as many of us that we can get there. Let us know and talk to us. And we'd also like, if there's other adults or people out there that would like to help us that evening, we've got a lot of classrooms that we're using and we could use as much help as we could get.
All right. So is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I don't believe so, but thanks again for the opportunity. We like to get our name out there in front of the people and let people know what the PTO is all about and kind of what we do.
Well, thanks for being here, Steve.
You bet. Thank you.